When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I wish Alexa would do it.
Wow, it's been a minute. Oh my God. Wait, oh, my mic. Welcome back to the B-List, guys. I'm B. I have a special guest today. I've been trying to get her on for quite a while. Am I far enough from the mic? I can never fucking tell. I think it's fine. She's one half of Bravo Bitch. You guys might know as an Instagram account and pretty popular in that world. And I met you guys, I think originally at some was it a luncheon thing?
It was that Bravoholics thing that they had.
At NBC, right? In Universal,
yes.
Yeah.
No, at the Bravo headquarters. Is that the same place?
Yeah. NBC. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, oh, okay. NBC. Yeah.
NBC. Yeah. Embassy. Are you started drinking already? It's Super Bowl Sunday, guys.
So. You know what? I did. I brought wine up here with me because I'm like, you know what? I might need a little wine.
Nice. I'm gonna be drinking, but right now, coffee. So wait, that's okay. So Katie McBurdick, she is one half of Bravo Bitch. And I've known you guys for quite a while, and I've been meaning to have you guys on. Lex, who's a little more shy, didn't necessarily want to be on. Does she do speaking stuff? Because every time I've seen on a podcast and stuff, it's mostly been you, right?
She doesn't really like to do the speaking thing. So I always take that. Yeah.
Okay.
She likes to be behind the scenes a little bit more.
I love it. Well, welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
There's so much to talk about. So I think it's been a week and a half since I've recorded. So it's a lot's happened, I guess. Oh my God.
This week has been a lot in the Bravo
just pop
world
culture.
And pop culture in general. Yeah. But I'm having a hard time keeping up.
Well, today's Super Bowl Sunday, you guys. Rihanna, do you care?
It's Rihanna Day.
I feel like in your house, you guys care, right? Like your husband probably.
Like he cares. He's not psycho about it, but he'll watch it. And I'm happy to watch a little bit. I mainly only care about the halftime show. But I do like to know what's going on. I don't really like football.
What time? Yeah. I like the idea of football. I like just sitting around and eating. That's cool.
Yeah. But the actual game is it's stupid in my opinion.
Yeah.
Fair. It's on at 3 here, which is funny because on the East Coast, it's a nighttime thing. And here it's always a day party and different.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna watch for Rihanna. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's annoying because I know it's not gonna be any new music. Well, maybe there will be. I don't know. I was hoping she'd gag us and maybe all of a sudden at the very end of it perform a brand new song that we've never heard.
Or a second. A song.
Yeah, but no, that would be too much for her. I don't think she hates us so much. So my birthday's coming up. My birthday's next week.
I know. Pisces season.
Alexa's
a Pisces too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I was looking up when my birthday, what housewives or whatever shared my birthday. The closest is Cynthia Bailey. She's the day before.
Oh.
I was looking up yours, but there's no one that matches yours.
Well, Teresa's a couple days after me, I think.
Okay. She's a Taurus. She's such a Taurus. Yeah. Is Alexia a Taurus?
So am I.
I feel like
she's kind of, is she?
Let me look
she
it up, actually.
Big
hold
Taurus
on.
Energy. Candy.
She's
Candy
got real
is
dumb,
a Taurus.
Dumb energy. They have the same birthday, Teresa and Candy, I looked up.
They do?
Yeah, because I was looking it up, all this stuff for you. What is that? Is that May?
Yeah, so I'm April 30th, but Taurus is April 20th to May 20th.
Yep, she's May 3rd. That makes total sense.
Wow, look at you. You called.
She's such a Taurus. Please. Oh, please. You watch like one episode of Miami. The thing about Alexia right now is everyone's all of a sudden like we've been here from the ground up. Like we know who Alexia is.
Right.
People are acting really surprised that she's being as toxic as she is and is like crazy. But if you've been watching Miami since the beginning, you know, this is always who Alexia was.
Like yeah.
Kind of mean. Kind of mean and crazy.
Kind of mean. Yeah. And like, I would be scared to go like up against her.
Yeah.
But
raise your hand if you were scared. I was really scared. Please tell me you got that run right.
So, but Adriana, what's Adriana saying?
Okay, let me look, because she also gives me
like Scorpio?
But she's kind of like, yeah, let me look it up. What is it, Adriana? What's her last name?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm terrible. Adriana. God, you guys are gonna kill me. Wait, Adriana. Birthday. Sorry, guys. Miami. I have to like look this up. November 26th.
Demora.
Demora. And what is November 23rd? What is that?
Oh, 26. She's either a Scorpio or a Sagittarius. Right?
Look it up.
Which tracks?
Zodiac. Sagittarius.
I think she's Sag. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That track.
Well,
did you see we'll probably get into it later, but did you see the preview for next week?
Yeah,
what she says.
She brings up Frankie.
Yeah, God,
we're gonna get into it.
Okay,
I'm glad she's finally standing up for herself a bit.
They're mean to her.
They kind of really fucking treat her like she's the black sheep of the group.
Yeah,
and I feel like it wasn't always that way, but I feel like they do that because she's not a full-time cast member,
which is also very strange to me. You know, I watched the whole season last season. I had no idea she wasn't full-time until I was doing like a podcast that they think Sarah, and they were like, no, she's not full-time. I'm shocked. I don't understand why she's not. She's in every storyline.
She's in every storyline, but I feel like she doesn't have that much personal story. It's just like her being crazy to Larsa and like,
true.
I don't know. I think she's right where she needs to be, but
yeah, because I think if you give her more, she's kind of like, she has that like Jen, Aiden, Brandy, Mia, like she would just go too hard and be too toxic.
We're going to talk about Jen Aiden.
Yeah.
First things first, right now, I am obsessed with, this is actually one of my list things for this week.
What?
The Pamela Anderson doc.
Oh my God, it's first on my list.
Well, Katie's list, guys, because Katie's, you know, brought her list for this week. Pamela Anderson doc. I thought it was so great. You know, I've always loved Pamela Anderson.
Me too.
But just how much I didn't really know about her, and just beyond like the kind of like looking at her like a victim. I love that she was straight up like, I'm not a damsel in distress. Like everything that I've done in my life, I've made a lot of mistakes, but I own them and stuff like that. And I just found it really like, I don't know.
Yeah, I loved it. I actually just watched it like two nights ago and then finished it last night. And I was always like infatuated with her, like growing up. Like I just thought that she was, you know, I was like always obsessed with pop culture and I loved, like, I always wanted to be like Pam and Tommy for Halloween.
Maybe not the Tommy anymore. I didn't realize that much about him. I didn't realize that there was domestic. I didn't realize that there was that crazy of like the domestic violence stuff. I didn't really kind of know the extent too much.
I didn't know the details of it, but I do remember him like going to court and jail and stuff, but I didn't remember the details. But gosh, I just love her. Like it was just so, she's just great, and her sons seem like they're good kids, and she like raised good boys. Like,
they love her.
It's always so crazy. I don't know why it still shocks me, but when you go back, like with Britney Spears and just all these women in Hollywood, just seeing how people treated them and like how they, just the audacity that some of these white men have to ask them these questions, like about their body parts or about their sexuality, like. How fucking dare you? I just can't believe it. But
it's crazy because you look and it's like that was only 20 years ago.
Yeah. And even like 10 years ago with like Britney and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. So or even like sometimes I'll watch Bravo shows and then they do flashbacks from Housewives and I'm like, the shit that Brandy Glanville said.
Yeah.
Which we're going to.
Yeah. I know.
Well, so like the Pamela Anderson thing is my top of my list right now. And I just, I guess the best way I could describe it, the way I made me feel about her is it's just like a lovely woman. Just
yeah.
Like, I was like, I would love to like hang out with her for a day and not even talk to her about any of this stuff. She just seems like such a pleasant person.
Same. It's like good vibe. Through.
Yeah. Chill vibes.
And just like, and like a, like she seems like a very giving, sweet lady.
Yeah. And you know what?
Like, all I want money for is to get my nails done. I was like, yeah.
And I feel like when you go on like the internet and stuff and people are seeing this documentary and of course dumb, like very lowest common denominator Bravo fans are like, put her on Housewives. No. Oh. Some people are too good for reality TV. Like she's too lowest pure.
Common great... denominator.
Like the low. Oh. Just like they see a pretty blonde woman, they're like, put her on Housewives. Like, no.
No.
Like, she's too good for this. Like,
protect her at all costs. Like, we do not need her on Housewives. Like, no, thank you.
I don't want to see her arguing with anybody.
No. Too good. Yeah. Her and Kyle Richards hanging out. No, thank you.
Never. Ever.
Boy.
What has happened with Beverly Hills, by the way?
I don't know. You know, it's really hard for me. I don't know if you feel like this, but like, to, you know, everyone.
Did we
like,
talk about Lisa, by the way?
About Lisa Vanderpump? No.
Rinna? Did we talk about that? Since, because I haven't talked to you since she
was fired. We did our last podcast. Was she fired?
With
yet?
Someone else. I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. No, what I don't think so.
How do you feel?
Don't like her, but I think you're going to miss her.
Yeah, same. I feel like
I would have preferred
like,
to see Erica Jane leave, but.
Over Lisa, like if we're doing them side by side, yeah, absolutely. Everyone was like, yeah, she's gone, and like so happy. And I'm just like, but have you guys been watching for the last, you know, however many years she's been on? She's, even if you don't like her this season, last season, like you can't forget everything she's done. Like she's given us a lot of moments, a lot of beauty.
Yeah. And not even like, not even just like, a lot, like really, I think if you were to like look at like memeable moments for reality TV stars, literally like 90% of her time on the show has been producing memeable moments. It's fucking nuts. I would actually say that she's actually produced more memeable moments than anybody else on that franchise ever.
Than that franchise for sure. But I mean, she could probably, her and Nene can kind of maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think Nene's probably like the most memeable, you know, but Lisa comes kind of close to that. And everyone just like, oh yeah, thank God she's gone. It's like, it's not, you want, like, if you had 7 Kyle Richards on the show, like I wouldn't watch. You have to have a diverse, you know, personalities. So, I mean, maybe it's her time to go, but I don't know. Erica should have gone before her.
Either way, I won't really be. I'll be like half watching. I don't really watch Beverly Hills. I like have it on in the background, but it's like, you know, it's one of my least favorites. It's like West Coast can't get it together.
Oh,
we were at the Katie and I were sitting next to each other at this Bravo Con event, and it was like the last day, and I was already wine drunk, and it was like probably like 2 p.m. and it was like Real Housewives of the OC, and we were just like talking the entire thing.
No, yeah, like, that was.
It was not giving anything. I was like,
I think we left early.
We probably did. They weren't, it's not going to be. Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't know why it's so hard for them to get it together with the casting. And like, nothing against Taylor, but like, okay. Like, it was that ground, like, she's that groundbreaking of a housewife to bring her back like 15 years later. I don't even know how long it's been. But
it feels just to me that. Oh, sorry. I finished what you're...
No.
Sorry.
I think just because people liked her on Girls Trip, they're like, oh, let's bring her back. And it's like, not necessary.
Yeah. I'm like optimistic about it, but
yeah.
I think that they can't get it together on that show because they have such a fucking toxic fan base. And I think the network is too scared to make big moves because how crazy they are. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But then
you do shit like on other shows, on other like franchises where they're not as toxic of a fan base. And they're like, we can make big moves. It won't really fucking matter because no one's really, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. OC is wild.
Never that serious.
Yeah.
Grammys happened.
I know. I didn't watch.
I don't watch.
You didn't watch?
I don't watch.
I used to love award shows, but now it's like with all the TV that I have to, like, that I watch, and then like having kids and stuff, 2.5 hours of my night, I just like cannot give to the Grammys. Like there's so many other things that I would rather watch.
I agree. It's like, I don't know if it's us because we're getting older, or we're from a different generation of like, we kind of grew up watching the VMAs. It was such a big deal.
Oh, loved it.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if it's like the shows that have gotten awful or if it's just us have changed, but I really said, I was like, the award show culture in general has fallen off. Like it doesn't matter if it's the Oscars or the Grammys.
It's not prestige anymore, right? Yeah. It feels cheap.
It doesn't feel, for sure. And it feels like they're like pandering to like TikTok. Like, who are these people? I'm not averse to like influencers, just get good ones. Like you pick like the worst ones.
Yeah, it's we're like, not like out of touch. I know we're getting older, but we're not like out of touch old people. We're like, who's that? Like we know who people are.
Yeah, we're, like I know like it. Please, like I know who Terry Joe is. Terry Joe's a fucking star and she wasn't on the red carpet, but meanwhile you have like fucking like no.
Yeah, I agree. I just didn't even like go down that road. I'm like, I'm not even gonna. And then I think also about Harry.
Oh, his stinky fucking jumpsuits. He looked like he Ubered straight from one of his shows. He looked so stinky. I could smell that photo. He's so nasty, y'all.
He got off. But,
he just like looks so unshaven and ugh. And then he like, every time someone talks about Sam Smith, they can't talk about Sam Smith without mentioning Harry Styles for some reason. They're always like, to like defend Sam Smith, they're always like, okay, but if Harry Styles was wearing this, and it's like, what do the two have to do with each other? And by the way, I don't know if you know me, if Harry Styles was wearing that, I'd drag him too. They both look like shit. Two things can be true at the same time. And I'm sure Sam Smith is a really lovely person, but also, I could tell it stinks. Like, I don't want, you know? And like, honestly, trying so hard, I've never seen someone try so hard to be interesting and be so uninteresting. Like, it's, you're going so above and beyond to be interesting, to be super uninteresting. And love when we started on Kim Petras, because I like Kim Petras because she has years and years. I mean, please, I'm like, live in Brooklyn and I'm gay. She had years and years of bops. Every party I'd go to, she would perform like live. So it's been, she's been around. And
yeah, she's
like,
been around and you're in like your circle for a long time.
To move, like, please. And it's like years of bops just to win a Grammy for the worst song ever produced. How does that feel? Have you heard Unholy? That is the worst song I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Can I tell outside my daughter is obsessed with that song? But she said
it's like either that song or Who Let the Dogs Out by Bahamin. Like those two, like,
and those are the songs that kids love.
Love. Yeah. It's like love. It's the worst. But good for them, I guess. I don't know. What else happened? Beyonce lost. People dressed like a shitty.
I know. The fashion was just like not it.
Fashion fell off too. But one more thing I was
going to
say. I can't
believe Beyonce lost.
Yeah. But I mean, everyone's complaining about it. But then it's like, I don't know. She's got like the most Grammys of any other fucking artist. It's like, she'll be fine. Like, she's good.
Harry won though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get the Harry thing.
I don't either, but you know, I do like that song as it was or whatever.
Yeah,
it's cute.
A good song. Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, listen, I was pissed off because Bonnie Raitt won and everybody was like, who's Bonnie Raitt?
Who
and I wanted to
Bonnie
fight.
Raitt?
I was like, let me log
off.
Oh
my God. Because
y'all know the slander.
Like, who is she? Who is she? And it's like, Like, who's this new? I saw something like, who's this? I've never heard. Is she new?
I wanted to fight. It's so, please. It's like, y'all want to, like, everyone talks about Sam Smith and Harry Styles all fucking night and whoever else, and then doesn't know who Bonnie Raitt is. I saw red. I think also one thing about these shows too, and I think with us, is that we are now getting so conditioned to watch things like TikTok and shorter form stuff. So it's like really a chore to sit down and watch something that's that long.
It's true.
Also,
it is.
And the way that the like internet works now, where you could speak to this because you are kind of an influencer, right? You know, you've got an account that has how many followers do you guys have? You have like,
almost 440,000.
That is, yeah. So it's almost half a million.
Yeah.
So you could speak to this. I think that the internet has made things so democratic to where anybody can just say what you want. And if it resonates with people, you can decide and you can make the taste and you can decide, oh, if I don't like this housewife, I can say that. And then you're going to have people either agree with you or disagree with you,
or
but it's just become more but why would I sit down and watch an award show where I'm not going to agree with anything they're saying? So I'm like, well, they don't matter because I could literally go online right now and speak to all my
people. And I was like, yeah.
I think just the way that the industry and all those industries used to work is that you would have to sit back and let people kind of tell you what the taste is,
as and opposed what to you now like. We kind of,
And now we get to create it ourselves. And I think they're all kind of self-combusting. They're like, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, just award shows in general are just really bullshit. I think we've been told that they kind of are like, you know.
Yeah, and like, who are these people who are voting? You know, like, what do they look like? Are they all white men?
However, if the Grammys ever wants to reach out to me and have me do a red carpet, I'm gonna be like, okay, so award shows are back, everybody.
I've been watching the Grammys since I can talk. I've never missed one.
Yes, love it here. Love the red carpet. Hi, Harry.
Well, that you smell fantastic.
Oh my god.
Well, that's what they need. They need you on the red carpet.
Yeah.
They need someone funny. I mean, it really, like, we miss Joan. Like, they should have had someone better by now.
Yeah. Yeah. Who could
it
be?
I don't even know. Who did they even have? Like,
it would have to be T.S. Madison. Do you know T.S. Madison? Yeah. I feel like she would do it. She would rock it. And I feel like she would be unafraid to really say shit. But knowing them white men, they'd probably get Billy Eichner on the fucking red carpet. And like, you know how he used to run around in the streets of New York with his microphone, throwing it in people's faces. I wish he would run up on me.
Oh God. I don't know if you like him or Fred. Bugs me.
Yeah, no, I'm really not into like abrasive sidewalk humor like that.
No, that's not my humor.
That's not my shit.
I just feel like he's always yelling.
Like, yeah, it's always like, you know, he's like one volume and it's just like screaming. And when I watched that Bros movie, he was like doing that. And I had to stop the movie after 4 minutes. And I was like, just tweeted. I was like, so just everybody, does he talk like this the whole movie? Because I need to know now. And they were like, yeah, girl, he speaks this way the entire movie. I was like, oh, wow.
Sidewalk thing?
Yeah.
So I was just going to ask you, is in the movie, was he like different, like more chill and not like him?
No, he's exactly like that.
Oof. I don't want to watch 2 hours of that.
No, it's fucking terrible. More of the lists. Okay, so my second thing this week that I'm obsessed with is Brandi Glanville. Finally, the world is seeing what we saw this entire time. Woo! So if you guys haven't caught up, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, they've been shooting in Morocco. I think they're done now, right? Brandi Glanville was one of the people. God knows why. Maybe
horrible.
Bravo feels
horrible idea.
Bad or something. I don't know. She's there on this trip. They feel bad. I have no clue why this woman keeps getting booked. But she is on this trip with Caroline Manzo. And Caroline Manzo, I guess, Brandi Glanville starts like basically sexually assaulting her throughout the trip. She's like forcibly kissing her, kissing her on the lips, touching her breasts, right? Allegedly. They're saying that she like allegedly grabbed her crotch, her vaginal area in a bathroom.
And I think she had already like, she was like trying to get away from it in the bathroom. And yeah. Then that, yeah.
It is appalling. Not at all surprising.
No.
What do you make of this?
Not shocking. I mean, so many things. Like, Brandy, I don't say this because I feel like I don't say this often about people because I don't like to judge, but Brandy needs to be sober. She needs rehab. Yeah. She has a huge drinking problem. It's very apparent. She's actually not horrible when she's sober. Like, yeah. She's not
The
great,
first like hour of the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, I was like, oh, who is this person? And then the rest of the show was just her being a fucking like tornado.
The second she gets a drink in her, she just becomes a horrible person. And if that's how it is, then you need to not drink. You need to be sober. And now she's sexually assaulting people when she's drinking. And it's not the first time. She's kissed people who don't want to be kissed before. Yeah. I mean, she gives them lap dances. She does inappropriate things. Like, I would be uncomfortable if she was doing that to me. Why they keep having her on? Like, just because she was like not hated on the first girls trip that she did doesn't mean we need her on another one. Yeah. Like, it's like one of those things. You guys got a lawsuit on your back. Yeah. You're like playing with fire.
Yeah.
She's such she's
not even playing with fire, like playing with literal dog shit, like picking it up off the ground and then like malleable dog shit and throwing it up in the air and playing with it. Like, it's just like garbage at this point.
She's such a liability.
Yeah. You know what it is too? I already found her I already felt like she was just like very self-produced and just trying to be provocative when she was on Ross. It just felt really unnatural to be this crazy, right? But I already found her insufferable on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but then even worse on Girls Trip, because on Girls Trip, then you get to see her do the whole spiral drunk and then wake up with her in the morning and the shame cycle after that. You know what I mean? You know, when you get really, really drunk and you wake up the next morning, you're like, oh God, what did I say? That's we're like living that with her on Girls Trip. And I'm like, that's not what I want to see with this. No, like,
it's
like
icky.
Yeah. Icky. Yeah. Because we used to wake up drunk in the Berkshires, and it was, remember, like Bethany wakes up in the fish room. She's like, what day is it? And
then Luann's
like, water. And then Sonia's like, what happened?
That's fun. I love them when they're drunk.
That's fun.
Because
they don't really say anything that's that crazy. And then they're just like, yeah, it's fine. I love you. All right. Keep
moving. Yeah, they just move on. And because they don't do anything that bad. Like you said, Brandy just takes it too far. She just dark vibes. Like, she just like oozes just like this like bad vibes. And I really think she needs to stop drinking and stay off TV.
For sure. Kelly Dodd actually, I guess, was saying something negative about her on the internet or something. Which is interesting because they were friends when I knew Kelly.
Yeah, and
they would like hang out.
I met them together. The thing with those types of people is they're so toxic that those friendships only last for a little bit of time. You can't have two horribly toxic people in a friendship.
Well, housewives would argue differently, but literally just all toxic friend groups.
I guess that's true, but different levels of toxic. Like Brandy and Kelly, they're on like the highest tier of toxic.
Okay, so who do you think is the most toxic housewife of all time?
Like, I mean, honestly, probably Brandy. I think Mia is on her way. She kind of gives me toxic vibes. You know, when I say toxic, I just mean like dark, like people that just and Kelly Dodd.
I think Kelly Dodd might be number two.
Yeah.
Vicky for me.
Oh yeah, Vicky's pretty freaking toxic.
But it's not that Vicky's more toxic than anyone else. I think she's just been in the cooker for longer, you know?
Yeah.
She's been like there. She's had more time to accrue more toxic behavior. You know what I mean?
It's like Kelly and Brandy, like they can't control anything. So it's like if they're hurt or they're embarrassed or they're mad, it's like a little kid. Like they just react in the worst way that they can possibly react. They never were taught how to like manage their emotions or like take a deep breath. They just say, if you say, Kelly, oh, I don't like your shirt. Oh, your mom's fat, ugly, and I hope she dies.
Like what? Yeah.
Like the worst thing. Yeah. Brandy's Atomic. Like that too.
Yeah. I you know who I think could have possibly taken the cake if stay if they she had stayed on for longer? Siggy.
Yeah.
if she had like had more time, give her time. She would have really
Yeah. That's true. Thank God we didn't have to see that though. Could you imagine if she was on during all the Trump stuff?
Could not.
No.
Yeah.
Not my beloved Jersey.
Well, speaking of Jersey and toxic friendships, this leads me to my number three of the week. Well, I don't know. It's like, this is more like an obsession of mine, but not really like a good thing. Teresa and Jacqueline, I guess, reunited this weekend in Vegas, where Jacqueline lives now, right? With Chris,
with
Larita.
Yep.
And I guess they got like lunch or dinner or something like that. And the internet.
A 5-hour lunch. It.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Teresa seems like she does a 5-hour, which I love. It's like very Italian. Like they do the whole like, she takes a photo of the table and it's literally like 50,000 dishes of everything you've ever.
I love it. It's like my favorite thing in life. Yeah.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that friendship?
I was so excited. I love Old Jersey. I mean, I say this on every podcast I go on. It's my absolute favorite. I watch the old seasons of Jersey like often.
Yeah.
Chris Larita is my favorite house husband of all time. I'm obsessed with him.
Baby please.
Oh my God. And it was kind of just surprising because, you know, Teresa, as we know, holds a grudge. I didn't really ever.
And she speaks so negatively about her.
Oh, I mean, you couldn't even say her name, right? Like,
yeah.
So. Surprise, but
it's strange. I never really thought of Jacqueline as very like not even being a big enough personality to even be toxic. Like she just seemed like she was always like the friend of, and I was like, why do you hate this woman? There's so many worse people.
She just hated her because she, you know, back when Teresa, like there's just so many layers to it, but I think it was just like Teresa's so defensive. And she doesn't want any negativity. So it's like if Jacqueline asked about, you know, just because she asked about the lawsuit or whatever, it flipped Teresa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's mine. Do you have a third? Oh, wait, did you have a second?
Yeah, let me get my list. So, okay. Off of like Teresa and stuff. I don't know if I talked to you about this, but I'm obsessed with Louie writing Teresa's captions on Instagram. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed that she, there's something captions? Going around. She's like, I gave birth on the show. On the show.
Yeah, she said that on a podcast. He probably told her to say that. But
yeah, there's no way she's coming up with this shit on her own.
No,
she's
but
like,
some of these, like, can't she spell. Did a, she did a birthday spell, post. I'm trying to find it. Like his sister.
Okay.
To the sister I've always dreamed of, Veronica, you have the most beautiful, wonderful soul I have ever encountered. No, she doesn't know those words. Veronica, when you enter a room, it is as if a goddess walked in. You are beautiful and such a powerful woman. I love you beyond words. Thank you for being so amazing to me. No way. No way. She ever came up with that. And I like, I hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then, but you can tell when it's like her caption because it's like, news tonight, you know, it's just like,
so,
17th birthday, my beautiful Melania. That was her post to Melania, but the sister gets.
The sister gets like a fucking caption, like an entire paragraph. That's so insane. It's funny. I wonder how many people have passwords to Teresa's account because, like, I know that. Priscilla sometimes does stuff on her account. That's her hairdresser.
I'm
told that. I think Gia sometimes does some of her stuff. Like, so it's, I think it's like a bunch of, it's almost like does Teresa even like, if like literally like you open up the back of her and just take out a battery and all of a sudden she shuts down, right? Like who running this woman? Like,
I mean, could you imagine Teresa trying to post something on Instagram though? Like,
yeah.
There's
I can't even imagine getting like lunch with her and trying to figure out the bill afterwards, like watching her trying to figure out the tip. She probably just doesn't tip. She probably just walks out.
Do you think, I feel like Teresa would tip like, well, like she would
actually,
just,
was just a joke. Like, I actually feel like she would probably do real, like, cause I know that she treats the film crew on her show really, really well. They all say that like across the board, she's like really nice. So
and
I could see that.
So sweet to like, I've met her before. You've met her. Like she's so nice.
Yeah.
So pleasant.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Like she's not like stuck up, like she looks at you and like, so nice to meet you. Oh, I follow your account. Like she's very, very sweet.
Yeah. So. And not like overly, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just.
Yeah, not fake. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your next one?
Oh, my third? Okay.
I love people's lists.
Okay. What was the next one? Okay. Do you do TikTok?
I have TikTok, but I don't actually TikTok, but I follow. Why?
I'm obsessed with Alex and Zandra. Do you know Alex Earl?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And Zandra Paul.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. But
Zandra's less popular, but I like Zandra more. She's crazier. Better. Yeah.
Yes. So that's what I was going to say is I'm obsessed with her. So everyone's like Alex. She's the star.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is like rougher a little bit. She's like funnier. She has
gorgeous.
This, like, beautiful. She has this like Jersey to her, which you know I love Jersey, but she's not from Jersey. She's
from Ohio, I think, right? Yeah.
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 But don't you think she seems
absolutely. She's like, hey guys, hey. And the way she kind of like and her tits are like out to here. And she's just like, you guys should look her up. It's Zandra with the X-A-N-D-R-A. Yeah.
She's hilarious. I love her. But, and so, did you, Alex and
she's Zandra. Like America's bestie.
So, yeah. But what's her name? Is her real name Zandra, do you think? Or do you think she's Alexandra, too?
It might because be I'm Alexandra. Like, it might be Alexandra, yeah. I feel.
Do you think that she goes by Zandra because the other one goes by Alex? Have you ever met anyone who goes by Zandra?
Oh, I never put that together that it's Alexandra. Oh, and I feel like she probably goes by Zandra because of Alex using the
L.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I had that thought. The things I think about. 35-year-old mother of two, obsessed with these college girls and like why they go by.
They're just like, they go to. They need a reality show, like their whole, you know?
Yeah, that would be really good.
I would watch that.
So I'm obsessed with them. My other one now or later?
What was that?
Do you want me to do my other one? Oh. Yeah, do you watch Love Island UK?
No, I don't. I've seen it and I get like the jokes and stuff, but I haven't seen it like in quite a while. So
yeah, well, that's just what I'm obsessed with because it's on right now and it's like a full-time job. It's on every day of the week except Saturday.
Yeah. It's too much for me.
It's a lot, but it's like it's my favorite show over anything on Bravo.
Really?
I'm obsessed with it. It becomes my whole personality. Like when it's on, it's all I think about. It's all I do.
That's who I am. Love
that.
I love it. Listen, it's 2023, man. I'm actually have personality is like overrated. Just watch TV. Are you excited for Summer House? I feel like not as excited as I normally am, but I'm still gonna watch. But
I'm still gonna watch. I love Summer House. I always have.
I'm not into like a Lindsay pile-on session. I love Lindsay.
So Lindsay is like out of everyone on Bravo, every housewife, she's like the one I like ride for. Like I will defend her till I'm like blue in the
face. She's America's bestie.
Yeah, I Lindsay. And I don't want, I think that Amanda, Sierra, and Paige have been trying to take Lindsay down for way too long. They really have. And now
and it's kind of whack Danielle is. Yeah. It's whack. Yeah, there's nothing that's gonna. Do you have any insight into what the fight was about?
No, I think she said something at BravoCon or something in a news article that it just kind of like she, Danielle, was starting to see what everyone else says about Lindsay, or it was like a one-way friendship type of thing. I don't know. I don't think she like loves that her and that Lindsay and Carl are together. I think that was like weird for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what she said. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out, but Team Lindsay
will never throw a glass of wine at you.
Yeah. Yeah. She won't.
But look where you're at, Danielle.
Come on, Danielle.
So who's the fake one now?
With the 26-year-olds, like,
yeah,
you've been friends with Lindsay for so long. Even if you have issues with her, like, I know it's hard to be in friendship sometimes, and especially when you start to feel resentful and it's like a one-sided friendship. But you guys have been friends for so long, like, talk about it with her. Even if you want to take a break, don't make it so like public and go on a team with Amanda, Sierra, and Paige. Like, there's no coming back from that. If I was Lindsay, I'd never talk to Danielle again.
Yeah, no.
For doing that.
It's the Lindsay show for me. Maybe if you really want to be quite honest about it. I don't really like Kyle that much, and I don't like any other girls, so it's really about Lindsay.
All about Lindsay.
Yeah. Heather Gay released her book this week.
Oh, yeah. Did you start reading it?
Yes. It's a good book, guys. Bad Mormon, available for order. She had like a book event here in Brooklyn.
I saw you went to that.
And I got this guy, Dylan Mockerell. Do you remember, like, I would talk about, like, the Roni musical, this guy that wrote, like, a musical about Roni?
Yeah.
Remember?
I think I follow him. Yeah.
Because I think I told you guys, right? I was like, I found him, and he had, like, 200 followers. And I was like, wait, what the fuck is this? And then I, like, DM'd him, and I was like, you have to come on my podcast. And we started talking that way. And then somehow he ended up in, like, Andy's sphere.
That's how I heard about it. Your podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's been on here a couple times. I should have him on again, but I had his group. I set it up so that Heather got them to perform at her book event and song. Yeah, they did like a song. Like, it was basically like, it sounded like a hymn about like Salt Lake City.
Did you put it on your Instagram?
I didn't put it on mine, but they should have it on theirs. If you guys look it up, I think it's called Roni Musical is the name of the Instagram account. You guys should all look it up, but he's incredibly talented. And if you go back to the first post that they've ever done, it's a Roni's, like, it's the original one that caught my attention. And it's a song about Sonia, or no, it's a song about Luann just fresh out of jail.
Yes.
So amazing. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I bet Heather's really fun to hang out with.
She's really fun, you guys. Bet just like a bad season. I think everybody had a bad season, if you really want to be fair.
Can I be honest? I watched.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the last part of the reunion yet.
Yeah, no.
I forgot about it. I don't think I missed anything. I saw everything like online anyway.
Yeah, I got a thing you need to just see.
I know. I'm sad. Heather, it's like, I just hope people just kind of like, don't hold on to this. Like, she's a great housewife.
Yeah.
It was a weird situation. Who knows? Like, let's just move on.
Yeah, it's exactly how I feel. How do you feel about the show? Because, you know, they're actually going to start filming really soon. The next season.
I didn't like the season. I was bored, but I am thrilled to hear that Mary is coming as a friend.
I know Heather was like, I guess Mary's coming back. I was like, you tell me. Oh my God. The power of prayer, though. We needed her.
We need
the power of prayer. And I don't need her as a friend of. I need her full fucking time.
Yeah, I'll take what I can get, but like, we need her back. That fucking woman is batshit. And I love watching it.
And I love Heather. Just like everything that she thinks is an insult to people is like talking about cartels and all. It's like, what are you talking about? Nothing she says.
The car crash in front of Whitney's kids. That moment. Oh my God. Did she survive? No.
I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
She's so fucking nuts, you guys. But no, I love Heather Gay. It's my fucking, Heather's my favorite. How do you feel about Robin, we're going to talk a little bit about Robin Dixon. I want to go to the bonus episode, but tell me a little bit your thoughts about Robin Dixon. Guys, if you don't know what's going on, you guys know what's going on. She's now admitting that she knew about... Yeah, please. Yeah. Robin knows about Juan Dixon wandering fucking everybody here from here to Baltimore. And said she knew it coming into season 7, but just kind of waited till someone brought it up, but no one brought it up. So she didn't really talk about it on the show.
But she really went after everybody else. Though. I mean,
yeah. I don't think Mary's smart.
To make your storyline about getting married.
Yeah.
That your husband had an affair, days, weeks before you started filming and everyone knew about it? I would just be like, at the very least, I would not talk about the fucking wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just play it down a little bit. I just wrote in my notes, I wrote Robin and then a dizzy eye emoji because I don't even know.
Dizzy bitch. That's the best way to describe it. That's what Karen called her. She's like, you're the dizziest bitch at the table. It's true. It's like, listen, do you think that she should be demoted, fired? What do you...
Maybe
she should be demoted.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I think she's got to be fired. I'm sorry. Or at least for a couple seasons. People have done worse. And I mean, I just feel like this is such an egregious thing to do this and then sell the story behind a paywall, which is really insulting to production. It's really insulting to the network. It's insulting to your... Yeah, I'm sure there's probably some contractual stuff that says that you can't talk about. I mean, I don't know, but that's kind of crazy to me. And
it's just dumb. We know she's not that they're not smart business people, right?
But it's insulting to the brand of the show. It's insulting to everybody else who is employed now because it's Ashley, all these other people, it's you're making us all look like we fake our lives or, you know what I mean? And it's I don't know. It's just damaging to the entire brand.
Out there, but it's okay, so you tell the story behind a paywall, which is stupid. Okay, you need the money, but then you're gonna lose your job for not Patreon talking about check. It for how much was that even for? It's dumb. It doesn't you know, the math ain't mathing. I don't know.
I'm tired of it too, and plus I think this would have been perfect way to... I mean, honestly, this could be your last season and it would feel totally fine. Her wrapping up her story with getting married. All right, that's great. We don't really...
Okay, bye.
Her sitting in that wedding dress next to Giselle at that shop, it was a really full circle moment to the back to the first episode ever where she's sitting in that wedding dress in her house, remember, with Giselle? It felt without all this other stuff, this really could have just been a perfect send-off to be all right, her story is now wrapped up. I think also her not being on the show really would now force Giselle to stop thinking that she's above everybody else, not filming with them. And she would be forced to kind of force some different people. Dynamics with these women.
Robin is her security blanket. And so without that, I'd be fine if Robin went. I mean, and I liked Robin for a long time. She was fine.
Yeah.
But it's just at this point, I just don't see her needing to be on the show.
Yeah. And I think that also I'm just sick of how easy it ends up being for them to, when they get bored, to just all gang up on Karen. It's it's not fun. It happened again in Mexico. And I'm like, is this what we do when there's nothing else to talk about? We just start trying to find things about Karen because Blue Eyes.
The fucking woman alone. Leave her alone.
Yeah. Because I enjoy Karen when she's just having fun.
She's entertaining just by eating lunch, you know, she's just one of those people that you don't need a lot from her for her to be entertaining, you know, fixing her wig or whatever she's doing. It's entertaining and funny. And so just leave her alone. Leave the damn woman alone. If she wants to go fuck Blue Eyes or whatever his name, a letter. It's fine. Yeah. Apparently
it's fine.
Doesn't seem to be like
married in your house, Robin, for real. And I don't understand why Ashley would care either, because Ashley, you have your own issues, right? Michael's fucking everybody. Oh, and
girl,
Let's
Ashley, Karen could be your mom. Leave the poor woman alone.
go do your like, little TikTok videos, which are like Party City outfits and these like Vegas showgirl outfits. And
wait, so I just watched Potomac like before we did this because I've been really busy this week. Who is Giselle dating from Winter House?
Oh, the brown guy, the Jason. Jason, yeah, right. That's his name, right?
Yeah. At BravoCon, he was like still dating Rachel from the show.
So because I was at a Page Six event and he was there and he was talking about Giselle there, and that was just I want to say 2 months ago. It was really cold outside, so it must have been around like December.
So they're dating.
I don't know that they're dating because just Giselle can't keep a man, so I don't think anybody's really dating Giselle. You think anybody claiming Giselle? I don't think. Every once in a while, like the spirit of Karen will get into my body. And I'm like, well, Giselle can't keep a man, so ask any man, he ain't gonna claim her. Nothing neither here nor there.
And Karen's voice in your head.
On that note, let's go over to the bonus episode, guys. I want to talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. I want to talk about the New Jersey. Her girls are finally back.
Yeah.
I have some information about Jersey because I ran into someone from that I know from the show, and they were kind of telling me some behind the scenes stuff. So I'll tell you guys on the bonus. Rousers in Miami. Yeah. Tell the people where to follow your social. Do you guys have any? You haven't really done like a lot of like, you know, you don't do live events. No, you just do like, you appear on podcasts and.
Podcasts are hard for us. Like we are so nervous in front of people. I don't think we could do a live event. Maybe like it depends on what it is. Like we don't have a podcast. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we would do. So you can follow us at BravoBetch on Instagram. And then if you have any moms who follow you, we have an Instagram account at Moms Being Petty that we started recently. And it's just, you know, memes about motherhood.
Love that.
You
guys know where to find me. Go to patreon.com/thebblist. Subscribe there. We are going to keep the conversation going over there. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.